There's an interesting Siftei Chachamim in the Parsha. The Siftei Chachamim is commenting on the pasuk that says, "Vayetze Moshe ve'Aaron me'im Paro." Moshe and Aaron left the presence of Paro. "Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem," and Moshe screamed out, "He davened to Hashem al devar ha'tzfaradim asher sam paro," on the matter of the frogs that had invaded Paro and the entire country of Mitzrayim. So the Siftei Chachamim points out, he said, many ask the question, why does the language of the pasuk by the Tzfardea use "Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem"? That Moshe screamed out to Hashem, but with regards to all the other makos, it had a language of Vayeter Moshe Hashem, he davened. Vayeter is also Lashon HaTfila. Why does it single out, why does it say Vayitzak, Moshe screamed specifically by the Tzfardeya? So the Siftei Chachamim makes a suggestion that the Yushalmi tells us in Brachos, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, HaMispalel Tzarech Lashmir LaOznav, Mashemotzi Mipiv. A person who davens needs to hear the words that are coming out of his mouth. And since with respect to the frogs, that they were so loud, they were busy screaming and croaking, Moshe couldn't hear what he was saying, so he had to therefore raise his voice in order that he should be able to hear the words that he was saying. Now this is interesting, Yushalmi, that there's a concept the person has to be mashmil la'ozna mashemotz mipiv, to be able to hear the words that a person is davening. Now this goes against the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, when the Gemara tells us that there are many halachas we learn from Chana. The Chana davin midaber saliba, she spoke to herself, the pasuk says, meant that she mispalel tzarech shechavin libo, you have to have kavana. And then it says, rak svaseh naos, just her lips are moving, she was saying words, but kola lo yishma, you weren't able to hear her voice. She also like be a kola betfilasa, that person's not allowed to raise their voice. Sounds like a person is supposed to daven quietly and not hear the words that he's saying. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Dalim and Beis tells us, Hamashmir kola betfilasa, one who raises his voice is of the mikatnei amana, those who lack proper emunah, and hamagbiya kolo, those who not only mashmiya but magbiya, raise their voice, daven out loud, the Gemara says, reza minivie hasheker. The Gemara in Sotel Amir Beis tells us that, mipnei ma tiknu tefila balachash, why do we daven quietly? Kadesh shelo levayish is ovri avera, so those who daven don't say their averas out loud, not to embarrass them. So these are a number of Gemaras that indicate a person should daven quietly. But the Yushalmi, as quoted by the Siftei Chachamim, says that a person should be able to at least hear his own voice. So how do we paskin? Now there is also the Arizal. Rav Chaim Vital quotes from the Arizal that the Arizal would never raise his voice at all. He always daven very quietly, even Psukei Dezimra, except for on Shabbos he daven loudly. He daven loudly because of covered Shabbos. But we see a number of different sources whether or not a person should be quietly or he should hear the sounds, the words coming out of his mouth. So how do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchos Tfila Simen Kuf Aleph Sif Beis that lo yispala b'libo levad, you shouldn't only daven inside, but ela mechate chadvarim b'sfasav, you're supposed to move the lips with the words that are supposed to be said, u'mashmiya la'ozna b'lachash, and be able to hear with your own ears at least the sounds, the words that are coming out of your mouth, but v'lo yashmiya kolo, but don't make them too loud. So you see that the Mechaber Paskin is like this Yushalmi, that it shouldn't be loud, but it should be loud enough so at least you should hear it, but not the person next to you. And he goes on to say, the Mechaber, that if a person can't have proper Kavana, if he's too quiet, then he is able to be Magbiya Kolo, as if he's davening by himself, if he's davening Bechides at home. But if he's davening at Sibor, a person's not allowed to raise a voice, then that's going to be disruptive. So the Mishabur just points out that a person, when he davens a little bit loudly, he should make sure that he don't disrupt the person next to him. And even when he davens Pesukah de Zimra, it should be quiet, says the Mishabura, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could hear even people who are belachash, even those who are being quiet. So we see from here the Mechaber passing like the Yushalmi, and therefore a person should daven at least so he could hear himself, but not that others should be able to distract. The Mishabura does quote from the Zohar. The Zohar argues on this Mechaber. The Zohar says, or the Mechaber argues on the Zohar, the Zohar says that l'chachila, a person should not be mashmir la'oznav. He shouldn't listen, he shouldn't be able to hear the words coming out of his mouth. It should be very, very silent. Just move your lips, but don't let it be audible even to yourself. But then he quotes from the Magen Avraham and the Gra that say that the Zohar, in fact, isn't arguing. The Zohar is saying the same thing as the Mechaber, it was misunderstood, in which case even the Zohar agrees that a person should be able to hear the words coming out of his mouth. It just shouldn't be loud enough that it's going to distract the person next to you.